Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles C., tell me about how current market prices and the conditions in our markets will impact wheat growers' decisions in 2018 and beyond.
With fluctuating commodity prices, crop rotation flexibility is now even more important to wheat growers. They benefit from the ability to plant crops that are most profitable to their operations, such as soybeans, cotton, canola, and milo. With the right herbicide program, growers can control these key weeds and still maintain the flexibility to plant into a double cropping system that the market conditions favor. The wrong herbicide choice in season could limit future planting decisions. Culex herbicide offers advanced broadleaf weed control without limiting these crop rotation options. Culex delivers a 3-month crop rotation interval to soybeans, cotton, corn, and milo, and then a 5-month plant back to canola.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
It's expected that the 2018 Farm Bill Conference report will be filed in the House of Representatives and in the Senate this week, expecting a vote, in fact, in the House of Representatives. A lot of Democrats are going to vote in favor of the conference report, according to Colin Peterson, the top Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee. How many Republicans will vote in favor of it? An unknown, given that the GOP had to abandon their SNAP work requirements that they had pushed for in the 2018 measure. Bottom line, does look like it should pass the House of Representatives, expected to pass the Senate fairly easily. Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Greg Dowd telling reporters at the end of this last week at the Iowa Farm Bureau Convention that when it comes to that deal reached with the Chinese this last weekend between the President of the United States and the President of China, Greg Dowd says it is China's decision as to how far they want to go on easing the burden on U.S. ag producers.
It's China's decision as to whether those tariffs are removed or not, not ours. This is not something the administration did. This is not something the U.S. government did. This is something the Chinese government did in terms of this discussion. This is how they chose to react to our concerns about intellectual property theft and forced technology transfer. Hopefully we can have an opportunity here in these 90 days to sit down and have a dialogue and discussion and work towards resolving this.
Obviously, lots of questions surrounding exactly what was meant by some of the statements of the Chinese president. Greg Dowd asked if he knew what ag purchases China would be making or how much. He said simply ask China, and he also indicated that it's unknown exactly what motivated China to step up to the table and start talking with the United States over the next 3 months. Greg Dowd says that the issues we have with China did not just develop in the past few months. They have built up over a good bit of time.
All I would simply say with regard to the timeline is you know, this didn't happen over the course of a few months. It's been going on for a long time.
Ag trade negotiator Greg Dowd. State Board of Agriculture, their regular December meeting, will be considering emergency rules on poultry setback. Most ag groups in the state indicating they're uncomfortable with the emergency rules, saying they would prefer to work with the legislature in developing rules this coming year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.